chapter 38. When he was confident that they were not being pursued, Vizcar Longtooth slowed his pace. The fact that his ambitions of conquering Redwall, plus the cowardly cut-and-run retreat he had been forced to make, rankled him deeply. Now he had to re-establish his authority over what was left of his once numerous crew. The stretch of ditch bed they were travelling now was nettle-free and drying out nicely in the late summer sunlight. The golden fox seated himself on a stone, allowing the crew beast to continue onward before he called to them.
Where are you running to? There ain't no worry. Sit you down and rest a while, mates.
Sheepishly, the five vermin came back to sit with him. He stared pityingly at them. There was contempt in his tone.
Ha! What are you all dashing off like frightened little insects for, eh?
Jungo, who was not the brightest of weasels, said by way of explanation.
You said you wanted to get away quick, Captain. Probably because you were scared of that big stripe ant following you.
There was a sickening thud as the mace smote Jungo. He crumpled lifeless to the drying mud. The golden fox did not even rise. He grinned as he turned Jungo face down with a shove of his foot paw.
What's that you said? Scared? Me, Vizcar Longtooth, the gracest of sea raider captains, scared? Ahoy, speak up now. Any more of you miserable scum wants to call me scared?
Knowing there would be no response, Vizcar put aside his mace and drew Martin's wondrous sword. He waved it, making the blade flash in the sunlight, then thrust it point-first into the ditch bed, watching the weapon quiver. He ignored the four remaining crew, speaking to Jungo, whose lifeless eyes stared up at the sun.
This is the greatest sword I ever seen, but I ain't slayed any beast with it yet. Maybe I should have tried it out on you, hey? Nah, pretty blade like this is too good for a fool weasel. But the next one who strokes me the wrong way, that'll be the beast who'll taste the sword. Right, shipmates?
There was, however, no reply. Whilst Vizcar had been admiring the sword and addressing the dead Jungo, the four vermin had crept away and climbed out of the ditch. The golden fox stood on the stone which had served him as a seat and peered over the ditch top. They were not on the path or in the woodland fringe. Turning, he saw them, running off over the flatlands to the west. The golden fox would have traded either of his weapons for a longbow and quiver of arrows at that moment. Instead, he was reduced to shouting after them.
Get back here, you cowards! I'm your captain, and that's an order! Get back here right now!
But they had a head start, and they kept going. All but one, the small rat Fertie, he halted and yelled aloud.
We ain't coming back, Longtooth! Let's see how far you get without the crew! Go and sail your own ship!
Vizcar waved the sword and mace aloft.
Get back here, you gutless worms, or I'll slay yous all!
Fertie scoffed.
Ha! You don't stand a chance of catching us! Come on, try it, stupid!
Fertie took off after his shipmates, enraged by the impertinent little rat. Vizcar scrambled out onto the plain and gave chase. It was pointless. Fear lent speed to the crew beast's paws, beside which they had begun to split up, fanning out as they went. With the handicap of sword and mace weighing on him, Vizcar soon gave up. He stood panting, tongue lolling out over his two long fangs.